William LaMarshall by Kathy Berrio. Read by Louis Berrio. Greetings, welcome, come in. I'll have the innkeeper bring you an ale. Now, what brings you to my favorite tavern? Ah, you want to hear the story of the Marshal. Well, most of you get it right, well, at least most of the time. I mean, what life was like in the Middle Ages. So, we're going to have to set you straight on a few things before we continue our tale. Now, I fear that many of you still have misapprehensions about quite a few things. Now, back then, it was a man's world. But that was a practical necessity. There were no power tools, cell phones, antibiotics, guns, or tasers. Not even a police force. At least none you would know. Yet, there were men, then, just like now, with evil intent. And it took brute, physical strength, and some skill, to keep them at bay. We loved our families, protected our women, many of whom held great power. We adored our children from birth. We believed in God. The belief of God even was woven into the very fabric of our lives. We had family squabbles, sibling rivalry, money troubles, difficult bosses. We struggled to meet with expectations from our parents. We made decisions and made mistakes. We fell in love, got our hearts broken, we were born, we lived and died pretty much the same as you. Now, some of the people you will see here you may know. Many you likely will not. Some who we will see in a dark light, have their own stories to tell. But that will be for another time. One thing you get pretty uniformly wrong about us is our tournaments. Tourneys, jousts, whatever you refer to it. But they were not these pretty sanitized versions you see in the movies. Pfft! These were battle melees. Rough as the ones we fought against our foreign foes, with the exception that we were not actually trying to kill each other. Now, people would cheer their favorites, wager on outcomes, buy sweets from vendors, now, much like your modern football. Only imagine one that lasted for days, stretched out over streets and alleys, parks and farmland of an entire city. We took ransoms. Ransom. It was when the loser of the tournament took his horse and his armor and gave it to the victorious knight. Sort of like a very sophisticated and brutal game of a tag. But it kept us honed for the real thing. Now, we battled in a tunic and helmet. Not those tin cans. Those wouldn't show up for a few hundred years or more. Now, we did, however, wear something called a hauberk, or chain mail. Imagine a hoodie made of chain iron links. Now, I bring this up because the character of our story was a superstar at these tourneys, and he could have spent his entire life as a champion and retired a wealthy man. Instead, he became the very tipping point, the direction, the path, the history of the world would take for the next 1,000 years. And his name was William the Marshal.